tennis has always been your love and everything? Did you, it was college tennis always in the mix? I want to go on after high school.
Yeah, pretty much. It's always been a goal. I never, just until recently, had a specific school in mind, but it's always been the overarching goal throughout high school.
Mm-hmm. And of course, with Isaac already there, we've talked to him a couple of times. I'm sure, do you talk to him a lot? Let's see how this school's going.
Yeah, I talked to him quite a bit, and then especially now about how he's doing, and then also more about the school, and that was part of how I made my decision.
Did you have a chance to go visit?
I did go visit last fall. Got to hit with Isaac a little bit and see their facilities.
So everything kind of mixed, the academics and everything kind of just fit, didn't it?
Yep, everything seemed to fit really well there. I'm excited.
I'm trying to think of my conversation I had with Isaac. If they have a lot of guys coming back, a lot of upperclassmen, or they have a lot of guys coming back next year, do you know?
As far as I know, yeah. I think especially this year, and then I think next year there are a few guys dropping off a little bit, but I think they continue to have a pretty young varsity.
Sounds like a very competitive school when it comes to tennis. I mean, they compete hard, don't they?
Yeah, certainly. And that was something I wanted there. I wanted something where I'll get pushed, and then maybe there are some guys I can push, but I wanted to go to somewhere competitive like that.
Reminisce to the years of Bison tennis. So many memories. I mean, gosh, where do you start as far as like the top ones? What do you always, from your freshman through senior class, what will you always remember?
Well, I think each year's state tennis always leaves a mark on my remembering of the career, especially sophomore and junior year. Really good placements, really great teams that year, but every year I've had a great team, and I think that's part of what I remember is the van rides with the team and placing with the team and everything like that.
And you guys have had a good run the last couple of years. I mean, every single year you guys are shooting to win every tournament invite to go to and do well at state too, aren't you?
Yeah, no, we've had, I mean, I think Wemyss has done a great job of keeping the team competitive, and yeah, we've had a great run.
Yeah, you don't want to see this high school tradition go down the drain, do you? You want to keep it going, right?
No, I'll be out with guys all summer and see if we can keep it going for a while.
I'm going to say, Matt has you already penciled in for the summer camps, right?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Let's talk about this track deal a little bit. You're having a good year in track, this high and high jump, huh?
Yeah, that's as much as a surprise to me as it is to you. It was pretty much just wanted to be part of a sport again now that tennis is gone, and just decided I'd go out and see what happens, and then it ended up taking off and being a great opportunity.
You bet. High jump, you and Caden and thrown Evan as well. It's got a good trio of high jumpers in there, don't you?
Yeah, no, that was another reason why I went in there. I was on the team with Caden, and then I figured I'll see what I can do at high jump, and then sure enough, it worked out.
So district's coming up this next week. You're ready to go?
As ready as I can be, I guess. We'll just see what we can do, but I'm excited.
Yeah, this will be your first district meet as a high school high jumper, so you look nervous. We're thinking about right now, ready for Tuesday?
Yeah, obviously you said no tennis districts, so it will be a little different, but it's at the end of the day no different than the meets we've been playing. So
how about academics there at Coe College? What are you going to be doing?
I'm not sure yet, actually. I think my plan is right now just get gen eds out of the way the first year and then eventually declare a major.
All right. So it's a long ways from home. It's not a hop, skip, and a jump to this college. You got to ways from home, don't you?
Yeah, certainly. It's about 8 hours. Omaha is pretty much smack in the middle. So it's a ways down there, but can still get there in a day. So
it's pretty cool. Isaac's going to be already down there. You got somebody you know down there.
Yeah, certainly. And then that played into the decision as well. And then obviously I got more of an insight there. And that's originally how I found out about the school is Isaac went there, so I was sure to take a look at them and ended up being a good fit.
Were there any other schools that you thought about?
Yeah, I had some different schools, and coaches talked to me and visited some different schools, and at the end of the day, they were all, I went to a bunch of great schools, but Coe was the one that stood out to me.